Angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
Lesson 12, 2021. After work, fall in love. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. This is a proverb, przysłowie, a proverb, and it means that if you only work all the time and have no fun, you become boring. Dull means boring. So all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. As you know, I love testing out all kinds of fun endeavors. Testing out, testowanie, endeavors, przedsięwzięcia. I love testing out all kinds of fun endeavors, and I'm always eager to share my experiences with you. Eager to? Chęt na to. I'm always eager to share my experiences with you. So today, you'll become familiar with the details of my little experiment called falling in love. Become familiar with? Zaznajomisz się ze. Falling in love, zakochiwanie się. You'll become familiar with my little experiment, falling in love. Okay, but first things first. After all, this is an English lesson, so please get the phrase fall in love right. The verb is fall, and it's an irregular verb. The three forms are fall, fell, fallen. Fall, fell, fallen. So you can say, I fall in love every day. I fell in love yesterday. I've never fallen in love. And please, 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 please don't confuse it with the verb feel. And it's three forms, feel, felt, felt. That's a different verb. So fall in love, fall, fell, fallen. And back to business in my falling in love. So it all started at the beginning of this year. I came across a way of making your dreams come true. I came across, natknęłam się na, make your dreams come true, spełnić marzenia. I came across a way of making your dreams come true, and this method entails writing down, entails polega na, this method entails writing down in a very detailed way what exactly you want in life, and it will come to you. For example, you don't just write, I want a nice guy, but you write down all the details you can think of. So, I thought, what do I have to lose? And I made a list of everything my Mr. Right should have. Mr. Right, ten jedyny, Mr. Right. So, he should be handsome, that's a no-brainer, oczywistość, a no-brainer. But also smart and funny, and caring, troskliwy, caring. He has to be able to dance bachata, be organized, reliable, rzetelny, reliable, good at fixing stuff, strong and delicate, not too talkative, talkative, gadatliwy, talkative, so not too talkative, able to sit in silence, a driver, independent, respectful of my introverted nature, respectful of, szanujący, respectful of my introverted nature, and sensitive to my sensory hypersensitivities. Sensitive to, wrażliwe na, sensory hypersensitivities, nadwrażliwości, zmysłowe. So he had to be sensitive to my sensory hypersensitivities. Or, in other words, simply a knight in shining armor. Rycerz w lśniącej zbroi. A knight in shining armor. And guess what? I found him. Or rather, he found me. When I wrote on a dating website, portal randkowy, when I wrote on a dating website, who wants to dance bachata with me? I got a reply within a few minutes. Within w ciągu. I got a reply within a few minutes. The reply was from Krzysztof. And he said, I do. So that was the beginning of February. I guess it was love at first sight. Miłość od pierwszego wejrzenia. Love at first sight. Funnily enough, co śmieszne, funnily enough, I think neither of us was infatuated. Zauroczony. Infatuated. No, the expression that you want here is not have butterflies in your stomach. Butterflies in your stomach are bad. First of all, poor butterflies. Secondly, poor stomach. And thirdly, the idiom means to be nervous and not to be in love. So you can have butterflies in your stomach before a job interview or before an exam. Anyway, we never felt dizzy with love. Dizzy? Oszołomieni. We never felt dizzy with love. We just took for granted. Przyjęliśmy za oczywiste. We just took for granted that we are meant for each other. We clicked straight away. Od razu kliknęło. We clicked straight away and it feels so good to be together. So, I've never been happier in my life. I consider the falling in love experiment a total success. And I wholeheartedly recommend it to anyone still hesitating. Wholeheartedly? Całym sercem? Hesitating? Wahający się. I wholeheartedly recommend falling in love to anyone who's still hesitating. P.S. If you want more words and idioms connected with falling in love, there's a whole unit on that in my best-selling ebook, English Words in a Funny Story. So if you're one of the 3 people in the world who still don't have it, for the whole week you can get it 10% cheaper with the discount code LOVE. Only till May 19th, and you'll find the link in the description.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl